Boost was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Wednesday, January the 29th. Two more days. Can you believe this, Bad Bomb? 2014, we have run through a month already.
1/12 of the year.
Just like that. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and people are already in there. Good morning, Onion Grower. Putting up links to gun forms and everything. 7:06 in the morning, and you know what? Let's just start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. She starts my day off great. She's so happy.
Perky.
Perky. Effervescent. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out lower this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 93 points at 15,836. The S&P 500 is down 12 points at 1779. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 22 points at 4,075. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, AT&T down $1.34 at $32.36, Bank of America off 16 cents at $16.57, Ford down 17 cents trading at $15.42. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo off 94 cents at $81.35, Pacific Gas and Electric down 9 cents at $40.92, AT&T, which I already said was down $1.34 at $32.36. Over in the bond department, the treasury prices are higher. The 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.75 and the 30-year bond 3.68. For commodities, gold is up $13 an ounce at $1,264.20, silver positive 24 cents at $19.75, and crude oil down 67 cents, trading at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Our Wells Fargo Advisors are on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. And I tell you what, great advice. And they're obviously, they follow what's happening on Wall Street. But what makes it even special, it makes it better, is that they're from here. You can talk to them. You can sit across the desk from them. And they have a great idea about what's happening around here. And they get to know you. And when you're going to make investments, you want to do it with people you know and people you trust. Give them a call at 243-7561. 243-7561. All right. You know what? Frankly, I'm really, really, really tired of hearing that it's going to rain every day. And then Elk Killer and I go out in the evenings and we stand there looking up in the air
and
nothing
rises
happens.
From
we get, grass. We have to spray our faces because there is no rain.
The forecasters are telling us rain mainly after 10 a.m., 90% chance, and everybody's going, woo, 1/10 1/4 inch possible, showers likely tonight.
Low now, how much is that? 1/10 1/4 inch?
Between 1/10 and 1/4,
okay.
Somewhere in that.
When you say it rains 1/4 inch, is that like a heavy rain? Is that kind of like a light rain?
That's pretty mediocre for this time of year. We are so far behind in our rainfall totals, it's not.
I know that, but if it comes down today, would you say, if it's 1/4 inch, is that like a steady rain?
Well, it depends on whether it happens in 1 hour or if it's spread over several hours.
Okay.
All right. That's an inexact question.
I want you to next year give the State of the Union address to Obama. You're as good as he is about these things.
Rainfall is going to taper off tomorrow. By the weekend, we will see sunny skies once again. Currently 54 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. 365-3793. Seniors and veterans discounts.
All right. Yeah, today we're going to be, of course, talking about the State of the Union speech, the Imperial Presidency, outdoor marijuana grows, not so fast, the killing on Alta Mesa Street, weather, that we're having, but also they're having other places in the United States. We're going to talk about the travel fair that's coming up. And then Councilman, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones comes on at 8 o'clock to rebut those things that may have been said about him and what he said during the gun forum on Saturday. I'm just having a great time with this whole thing. Anyway, but all that right after this break. And Linda, yes, Linda's on assignment this morning, and she is running around already. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At ND Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. ND Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found a business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back. Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. 7:15 in the morning, 55 degrees, 90% chance of rain. You know what? You keep teasing me. You know, I feel like I'm 16 again back in Boise, Idaho. Man.
I have an analogy.
Tony Collette, my best friend and I would go out on double dates. And we go out there and we go to the drive-in with our dates. And I'd wait the whole night for that kiss. The whole night. And then when I walk her up to the door at 10 o'clock, because they couldn't stay out late, I'd lean in and she'd say thank you and walk through the door. It's kind of like this with you and your damn rain forecast, Bob.
Don't look at me. It's not my.
Don't look at me. That's what she said. She said my parents are inside the house. My dad's standing right there. What do you want me to do? Okay. So you're blaming it. What? You're blaming it on God? You're saying God has something to do with you?
I'm not going to blame it on climate change either. It's just a pattern. We are moving into possibly another El Nino pattern.
Okay.
And these high-pressure ridges form, and while we're getting a little bit less, there's other parts of the country that are wishing they had a little bit less.
Okay, now Daniel called in and said we're at 3 inches, and at this time of the year we should have
more than 20 inches of rain.
More than 20 inches of rain,
yeah.
Right. You know, there's a great book out there, and I'm still kind of working my, way through it, and I'm not sure because the guy that writes it is very, very left-wing. But I think his facts as far as water goes and, you know, the amount of water that's out here and the amount of people we're trying to support with a semi-arid, country we live in down, especially down south. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just go on to that. Let's just move into the south. The weather in the south, I think it was a couple of inches of snow in Atlanta, and they have closed down the roads. People are stuck. They're putting out these broadcasts to help people, and people are having motorists stay in their homes feeding them because they can't get home. They are in a complete traffic jam. The Atlanta police have just even stopped going to a car wrecks.
I was kind of amused because they were talking about 2 inches of snow bringing everything to a standstill, but it's been so cold that there's ice underneath that snow. And, of course, that makes things very, very ugly. But then again, I've seen Reddingites go berserk when there's 2 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, I lived in Nashville, Tennessee, and it snowed for the first time there in probably 30 years. And it got a couple of inches. And, it was absolutely, performance art out there watching people driving. I mean, it was like watching a woman go sideways down the street. And her hands are on the wheel, and she's moving that wheel as fast as she can. It is still going sideways down the street. I'm waving as she goes by, and then in Louisiana, I'm not sure if I heard this one right, but Bobby Jindal, state of emergency because of snow. They're shutting down schools, the cold weather. But then, you know what? When it's 22 degrees in New Orleans, there's probably people just laying there. Like, they look like, they're Cajun popsicles.
Yeah.
You know what they taste like? I'm not sure. Alligator? I'm not sure what they taste like, a Cajun popsicle. But I'm sure it has something to do. It's kind of like jambalaya. Anyway. Okay. I'm sorry. I should have more empathy for that, because they're probably not sitting back there going, oh, look, California's going to burn to a crisp this summer. The part about up here, though, when we're supposed to have 20 inches of rain, we only got 3. And you know what? The ranchers are in deep trouble. The growers are plowing over stuff already. The cost of food's going to go up. And then, with our CARB rules, when you're having to redo your diesel engines, another job killer, business killer, economy killer here in the state of California. And nobody can argue with me about that when you say for years that the CEOs of companies and everybody else says this is the worst place in the world to start up a business, much less have a business. So they're going to continue with this craziness. That and the fact, we got to do 30 or 20% of all of our power through renewable assets, but won't let us use hydropower. This is just stupid. Absolutely stupid. And then we don't have water. So now we've got to figure out, what are they going to do with the water? Are they going to kind of divert some of it back to the farmers? Or are we going to keep rescuing smelt? Because frankly, the guy that was on the other day, Dr. Jay Lund, said there's going to be we've got to make some choices here. Which species are going to live? And you know what, smelt? You may not be in the final four of the big dance. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 7:23 in the morning, my friend. 55 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends down at Tobacco and Brew. You know, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And Espresso Joe's has just got all great coffees there. And the baristas are super people. The people who work down at Tobacco and Brew are truly, truly, really good people. And Joe and Shelley, you know, we shout out to y'all because of that. And we walk next door to the, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And of course, the walk-in humidor. I mean, if you can't find the cigar of your choice, then you're not trying or you're looking for stuff that's not even in the country. It's great there. Tobacco and Brew. And then, you know, wine. They have all types of coffee making devices that they'll show you how to make. Gourmet coffee beans by the pound. Yeah, I mean, great prices on all this. Great people. Veterans get discounts. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, one of our, we're talking about, you know, in the gun forum the other day, and we're going to be addressing that, again when Patrick Jones comes in, but Dr. Dave sent us in something that says rural California has the same suicide rate as rural Canada, Australia, most of Europe, and most of the U.S. It's mostly men over 60 who experience a loss, have not adjusted to retirement, have few friends whose kids are gone, and whose life often offers nothing to look forward to but declining health. You know what? That's when you got to, you know what? Those guys you can reach out to and get the, you know, get the, you know, the old man club or something like that, because, you know, I have no doubt that what Dr. Dave wrote is probably true, and alcohol is a big factor in most of these.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. And, you know, and those are kind of things that, you know, that
become bitter.
You know what? Here's the other thing too, when you get back to that in a moment, that I'm going to talk about, because it has to do with stupidity, that I'm going to go into the State of the Union speech. You can't legislate stupidity. You can't put a law. Okay, it's against the law to be stupid. I'm sorry. I don't think it works that way. Anyway, okay, State of the Union speech. Let me get this one real quick, because really, frankly, one of the Bush speechwriters said this is the same. They plagiarized the 2007 Bush State of the Union speech. Okay. How would we know? I didn't, you know. Okay. One reference to guns. I think, Obama and all of his advisors and all the senators and congressmen have said, don't mention guns. Don't mention guns. They will take us apart on guns. He did say that he is using the imperial presidency to push agenda items, bypassing Congress whenever and wherever necessary. Well, I tell you what, doesn't that bring warm feelings to your heart? Does that warm the cockles of your heart? Increase minimum wage for federal contract workers. You know what? When you talk about, you know, increasing minimum wage, you know, I raising it up to 10.10 and then to 12 and then to 14. It's going to put a lot of people out of work. It's going to shut down some businesses. You know what I mean? Restaurants. Let's just talk about restaurants. We had the president of the California Restaurants Association, a local guy, Bruce Dean, in here, you know, co-founder of Black Bear Diner. He said that's going to have a severe impact on that industry. The restaurant industry is an entry in industry. And when you start having to pay somebody, what, $14? $12 an hour? This is going to have a, this is going to have an impact. On federal contracts. Okay. Increased, income inequality. You know what? This has become the buzzword. Oh. And, you know, and as I said yesterday, you know, you're looking at things and some people say, oh, there's some people are too rich. and the government should step in there and make it more even. Well, what? How? Are you gonna, okay. Go to Steven Spielberg. No, it's even better. Who's the guy that, who's got Microsoft? Bill Gates. Let's go to Bill Gates. Bill Gates, you're way, way too rich. You're worth $20 billion. I want half of it. I want to have half of that $10 billion because you can spend $10 billion. I want half of your $20 billion and I want you to spread it out among all those people that, you know, they don't make money because they're not working, because they've stopped looking for work. You know what? We need it for those people. Is that what we mean by income redistribution? Wait a minute. Let's go even further. How much is $1 billion? $1 billion. Think about it. $1 billion. It's a tremendous amount. So does he really need more than $1 billion, he and his family? I mean, that's $100 million. $1 billion. So he really doesn't need that. And those, you know what, tell me a baseball player that hits the ball once every four times deserves a $16 million a year contract. All right, he doesn't need that much. He can live on one. He can live on $1 million. And you need then to spread this money out. That's what income inequality is. Those guys are getting richer every year. A lot faster than I am. But see, my income's going up every year too. Not like theirs. I'm not in the rich people's group in any sense. But guess what? My income keeps going up every year because that's just the way it is. It's not as fast as theirs because they've had more to begin with. Do I want Bill Gates to give me $1 billion? No. No, I don't. Now you laugh, but I don't want Bill. That's his money. Bill Gates earned that money. The baseball player, whether I agree with it or not, their salaries, that's what they're getting paid. And so, I mean, if you're going to do that, then you're going to, then when you start taxing that, and then I have this deep concern that when you start taking people's money away that have earned the money to give it to people who haven't earned the money to make it more fair, I think there's a word for that. It's thievery, theft, what is it? Coercion? Whatever it is. Extortion? If you don't give us this money, we're going to put you in jail. I mean, that's what taxes are. If you don't give us this money, we're going to put you in jail. All right. I want to have another whole day about this. I'm getting a national authority, a guy that writes a lot about this. I'm trying to get him on the show. Early education. You know what? Here's the problem with early education. I think that kids, they talk about it's a proven fact that kids that start school early and they go through preschool and all this stuff. Okay, that's great. But one, how do you pay for it? And two, is it going to be on the government dime? And if it's on the government dime, which is your taxes, so I'm paying for kids to go to school that don't have kids. But that's okay. I do that anyway. But I have to pay for kids to go to school and get the government curriculum? No. No, that's kind of scary. The government curriculum. That's kind of what we're going through with this Common Core that people are fighting against and fighting against and fighting against. But I do believe in early education. And it's old stuff. You know, has his economic policies worked? We've got more people in poverty ever. Half of the working people are on food stamps. You know what? Your policies in the economy have not worked. They are not working. Your policies and your foreign policy is just, a joke, but, frankly, you talk about not, standing down and getting out of places when, you don't even know why you're there. The thing that really got me though was the commentary afterwards by even even you might say, you know, like CNN and a few others that are like, you know what, there's nothing here. Where's the meat? But then again, he has been damaged severely this past year. And I just don't think it's going to get any better this year. All right, we're going to take a quick break and let's come back. Let's talk about something a little more cheerful. How about talking about the travel fair? We'll be right back.
Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. What is it? Today is Wednesday, January the 29th, 2014. 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We've got a lot of people in the chat room, and we're chatting on KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Reading Spray Service. 20 years in the business. And if you're having problems, whether you are in need, you're talking right now there.
Hi. Hi. Good morning, Carl.
Well, I'm not finished yet. When I go, hello, Alice, then you can talk, okay?
Hello, Carl.
Okay, well, I'm not ready yet.
I'm still talking on this.
Well, when can I talk?
I'm going to start all over again. Hey, good morning. It's 7:33 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Spray Service. 20 years of experience, and whether you're in need of pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments. Now, I tell you what, they are truly the person that does the lawn treatments. Free estimates.
Well, come out and take a look. Say, hey, look, this is what we think. This is what it's going to cost. I mean, free estimates. Weed control, any type of pest control you can think of, rats, mice, caterpillars, spiders, fleas. And if you got all those things in your house, you probably want help. Unless you like them being there. And then, of course, you've probably got – that's reason of that is because you've got 20 acres of marijuana in your backyard. Ready Spray Service. Give them a call at 221-3007. That's 221-3007. These are great guys. These are good guys. And check out their website, readyspray.com. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Carl.
Alice and Bob.
I'm so glad to be here so early in the morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm used to listening to you on the radio at home right now, not actually being right here.
Well, you are right here.
I know, yeah.
In fact, I'm just going to give you show, obviously. I'm just going to walk out. Talk what you want to.
And there's breakfast burritos across the street.
Okay, I'll be back in an hour. Okay. Alice is with Avante Travel. And of course, in Alice and Bob and Linda and I are going on the cruise here on the Salute to the Veterans cruise. That's not what you're here to talk about. We'll talk a little bit about it, but you're here to talk about the travel fair that's coming up.
Well, we're very excited. Tomorrow, the 30th, at the Red Lion from 3 to 7, is their 8th annual travel expo. So they've been doing this for 8 years.
Okay, now the Red Lion hosts this, and this is a travel expo, and you've got all types of different groups of people there. Is that right?
Well, there's over 35 vendors, so if you're wanting to learn more about specific cruises or tour companies, Disney will be there. It's going to be a lot of tour people to talk to. There'll be presentations made by the vendors, so it's going to be very, very interesting. And, of course, you can pick up your brochures, and the gals are there to help you in any way they can.
Okay. They're talking about what, when we say vendors, I know that like what Avante Travel does, but what are the kind of vendors are going to be there?
Well, we work with the cruise companies and tour companies. You know, we work with and for them. We're there to help the passenger. We're here to get you the best deal and get you the best absolute trip you can have. So we're there for you and we work for them.
Okay. And When you have people there, they're just sometimes they're just showing the different things that you can travel around the world. And a lot of people don't realize is that you can have some great trips and very, very reasonably priced.
Absolutely.
You know, and 2-day trips, 4-day trips, you know, a month, 2 months.
I have somebody on a 38-day trip right now.
38 days.
Yeah. Can you even imagine?
Well, I've been on 6-month deployment, yeah. But probably not the same thing. They're probably doing things like having champagne where we were drinking water out of spots in the earth. And so, you know, okay. Now, Bob.
Yes.
You're sitting here. I mean, do you help Alice with this or how does this work?
I support Alice in a lot of ways. A lot of time I kid people when we take groups that I'm really in charge, but that's obviously not true, but.
He calls me his assistant, is what he says.
Just as kind of a joke thing. So, I help her a lot, and we work together, especially when we're working with groups and taking them here and there. So,
okay.
It's a lot of fun. We've done a lot of traveling.
You're
over
that bad carrier that we hear about.
That what?
The bad carrier. That's what I am. I carry the bag.
Oh, I see.
I carry the bag.
Yeah.
No, not the illegal bag. I carry the bag.
I got you. Yeah. I do stuff like that. But I play like I'm in charge.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We have somebody on the line. And let's go to Jeanette. Jeanette, you're from Avante. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Oh, you must be from the other side.
Oh. From the other side?
You know, England.
Oh, yeah, I'm from England.
Good morning, Jeanette. What do you have?
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody what a great travel expo it's going to be and how Alice is going to be there explaining all the groups and things and the things she does for her groups. And if anybody's interested in forming a group, they just need to come on over there and talk to us.
Other than that, the
people that's going to be there is amazing. We have Princess Cruises, Royal Caribbean, we have Silver Sea Cruises, we have Globus, we have everybody there.
Well, you know, I think that people, you know, also need to realize if they want to take a trip and they have like 10 or 12 of their friends, they can come down and
yeah,
say,
absolutely.
Hey, look, we'd like to do this. And, but you know what? Frankly, we don't want to have to worry about the baggage and all that. Will somebody go with us?
I mean, that can be arranged, right?
Right, right. We can do the whole thing for you. And I've personally escorted several groups. I know Alice has done them. My sister Sonia, who works in the office, has. We've all done many groups. I had a huge group go to China not too long ago, and that was amazing. And, you know, it's just a really great way to travel when you're with friends and family.
Y'all have been in the business a long time, so any of y'all can answer this, but what's the funniest thing you've ever seen happen?
Oh, dear.
Oh,
I don't
dear.
Think it's for the radio. We've seen a lot of things happen. Maybe ask Alice that.
Oh, okay. I can't think of it now, but I'll think and let you know right. later.
Okay, well, we've got to take a break. So, okay. So
are you going to be back, Jeanette? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeanette.
Happy birthday,
Thank
Jeanette.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, have a great day. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at the Mazatlan Grill.
We're going to Mexico? I need to go pack.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
Ah, oh, shucks, I was headed on vacation.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 11th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
And I could really use a vacation.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive quality construction and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Have you ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces, or were you in the National Guard or a reservist deployed to active duty? Then you are a veteran, and you can find out about new local services at the Veterans Housing, Employment, and Resource Fair. It'll be held Wednesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading. Are you in need of employment or housing assistance, or do you know of a veteran who is in need? Please help spread the word that help may be available. There are many new programs and services for you, and you may now be eligible because guidelines have expanded. Your age and time in service may not matter. Ask about changes in VA eligibility and let us assist you. We'll see you at the Resource Fair on January 29th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Welcome back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, 7:46 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 55 degrees, supposed to be a 90% chance of rain. We've already talked about what I think of that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Let me tell you, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. You're looking for a great deal on a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. They have them, and they will give you a great deal. You don't need to leave town. They will make the deal for you right here. Their service department, which backs up their deals, is just outstanding. Reading Crown Motors. Give them a call, 223-2177. Alice and Bob Garrett here. We were talking about the Travel Expo, and that's going to be at the Red Line Inn tomorrow from
3 to 7.
But now we've got, you know, as you know, you can hear the ads on the on the radio, and we've talked about it. And but it's, you know, the trip to the British Isles,
yes,
this one we're doing with the salute to the veterans, it's not just for veterans, of
absolutely
course. And I don't want to give that impression, but what it does is it lets the veterans that are in, you know, they're there to be able to maybe make a trip of see things that they haven't seen before. You know, frankly, I thought, well, you know, I don't know if I want to do it, but then the way it was laid out with the extras, you know, with the extras and all that stuff, that's one thing. But to be able to see the you know, things I've only seen in film, like the Edinburgh tattoo, the military tattoo. But then the walking the beach of Normandy, I've had people bring me sand from Normandy, where my dad landed in World War II. And it was kind of like, okay, I'll get there. But, you know, I had never have. So, but now I am.
We actually,
this August.
Yeah, we picked this date because the military tattoo is only on 3 weeks. So we picked this date so that people could go to the military tattoo. And, of course, as you mentioned, Normandy. So many people have relatives that were there, so it means a lot to them, you know.
Yeah, a lot of fathers, grandfathers
right
were there. And,
exactly.
You know, and this thing, too, is we're going to be given a couple of, you know, presentations on the military, you know, things that happen on D-Day. There's going to be a book, photographs, and all this stuff that's going to be for the members of the group. I just got something here on our chat pack. It says, can you have your guests talk about the cruise, which we're kind of doing now, and maybe some of the things to prepare for? So, in other words, when they get there, when people fly in to London, what happens then?
Well, of course, you know, we're there to assist you in any way
right
we
you're
can
always going to be
yes
there to take care of anything that comes up that may be a problem.
Right. And I have to tell you, Princess takes very good care of their passengers.
The guy that heads up Princess is a Vietnam veteran. Mm-hmm. And this is why he has made alliances with the Marine Memorial Hotel and other service groups to give them deals and to set out things like this, like he's doing now. So he truly has a soft spot in his heart for veterans. But yeah, but you two, though, you've done this so many times. So you're there to make sure things work.
Yes. And, you know, we help you with the airfare, with the transfers, everything. And a lot of people are going to spend a couple of days in London before. I have a few of the passengers that at the end are going to take the train to Paris. So when we land in London, they're going to take the train to Paris. So, you know, we're there to help you with pre, post, you know, whatever it is you need.
Okay, so somebody's going on a cruise. This is their first cruise. What should they prepare for it? What should they, I mean, because you're flying international, do you know how many pounds you can take with you?
Well, usually the suitcases are, you know, not over 50. So you do have to be careful, you know, put your shoes in different.
So that means Linda can have a 50-pound suitcase and 35 of mine.
Well, that's true.
That's the way it works, yeah.
Okay.
You men's shoes weigh a lot more than we women's shoes, I can tell you that.
We only have one pair of shoes. Okay, so, and then once you get there, all the luggage is taken down to the ship. What about the ship? What about onboard ship? Is there anything that people, I mean, what should you prepare for that?
Cruising is wonderful. And I think my favorite thing is the entertainment. Live, wonderful entertainment, so talented and fun. I mean, we just love to run around the ship to the different lounges and find out who's in that particular lounge. We always find our favorite music. So the entertainment with the Princess singers and dancers is excellent. Do Broadway shows and things like that. They always have comedians and jugglers and, oh, my goodness. I mean, even the chefs put on a great presentation and then take you on a tour of the ship. So the ship is just fun and wonderful.
So one of the positives of cruising is the fact that you get there, get aboard the ship, you pack away your stuff in your cabin, and you're there. So that, as you cruise around these different ports that we'll be calling on, it's like you're taking your hotel with you. So you go to ports, you come back home, you're not packing and unpacking, so it gives a more relaxed feeling to the whole thing. And there's so many things aboard the ship to enjoy, even, you know, as individuals, places you can just hide away and get away from people, or you can be around people. So there's a lot of variety of what you can do on a cruise. So it's a great way to travel.
Okay. And then, okay. So then on board ship, it's, you got so many things to do, and there's different places to eat and all these things. And do you, when you have a group, the group all gets to sit together, I assume.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, on that. So you can stay up all night, or if you want, or do they have entertainment going 24 hours a day, or is this, or do they usually stop at some point?
I think they stop,
at some point.
But you can certainly dance till past two.
Okay, so now you come into port. All right, so I get up in the morning, I get dressed, because I've never been on a cruise. Cruises I've been on has been with, like, with Bob in 2000, yeah. My closest marine buddies. And we get on the shore, people, they don't really, the things they throw at us aren't exactly like roses. So I get there, we get there at the port, I get up, I get dressed, and what happens? I can just walk off?
Well, everything's so organized. You know, on the ship, everything is so organized. So you sign up for your shore excursions ahead of time. So you know what you're going to be doing. And so that is so well prepared. You just have to get up, eat your breakfast, be at the place they tell you to be, and they take care of everything, get you exactly to where you're supposed to be. And, you know, while we're talking about the dining, I mean, there is so much variety there. The food on Princess is excellent. Now, you can have breakfast brought to your room in the morning. You just hold out this, put this little card on your doorknob and mark on there what you want, and the fella brings it to you when you tell him to, so you can kind of eat and get ready and more relaxed. Or, of course, you can go to the dining room or the buffet for your breakfast, your lunch, and then dinner's in the dining room is served elegantly.
Okay. Now, we got to take a break here, but one of the things is, if you don't want to go out, say, on a bus with somebody, if you just want to walk off the ship, you can do that too.
Absolutely.
So, see, if you sign up for excursions, which you might want to do, or you can just take your group and just kind of, hey, we're just going to walk down the street here and go to the pub.
Yeah, well, there could be a couple of you or just several or whatever.
You can just do stuff on your own.
In Dublin, we are going to meet the Garrity family, so we're looking forward to seeing them.
So you all are?
Them.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
that's
so
great.
We're excited about that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Allison, Bob Garrity with me. There's a travel expo tomorrow. And we're also talking about this cruise that we're all talking, the Salute to the Veterans cruise, in August. And that's going to go through the British Isles with we're going to be at Normandy, finish up with Normandy and walking along the beaches where D-Day was held. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin, hey, you know what? They give guarantees there. They give warranties. You need to talk to them about it. But any type of heating or cooling system, Alliance Heating and Air can do. And we just had them do a tankless water heater that is just absolutely outstanding. Can't say enough about that. Extremely professional, extremely friendly. And after the job was done, Martin comes from Happy Valley, just up, you know, because he's doing another job out there, stops by the house, makes sure it's okay. What can I say? Give him a call, 221-2642. 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Alice and Bob Garrett here with me. We were talking about the Travel Expo, which is tomorrow from 3 to 7.
And, Carl, I will have a booth there that will deal with this cruise and any other groups that we have, because we do a lot of groups, and it's a great way to travel. You can actually cruise for free and ask us to explain that to you, or call the office and we'll explain it to you.
You know, somebody said, you know, saw that, you know, that some people were sick on one of the cruise ships, not the Princess, but one of our chat rooms says, I've been on 17 cruises and have never gotten sick. Washing your hands is the big thing. You just keep your hands clean, you know, like you would in an area. She's never been. She says a lot of the shore excursions are 8 hours and they take you to restaurants and you have to get euros to pay for lunch. I mean, if you go there or.
Well, some excursions include the meals and some don't. So if you're out on your own, of course, you're going to have your own meals. Some excursions would include that. Some wouldn't. So you just have to be prepared for that.
Or you use your credit card or debit card or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I can just do any of those things. And they know that I've used that in Europe all the time was my debit card. Yeah.
And, you know, Carl, I want to mention there's a great gym on board. I mean, for people that are workout people, you should see their equipment. I mean, there's nothing like being at the bow of the ship and riding this bike thing, and you're just cutting through the water. It's incredible. So they have great, wonderful equipment. There's spas and saunas, and you can just avail yourself of all that wonderful thing. All those wonderful things.
Plus, you can have some really nice, quiet time if you choose to.
Well, you know, that's the other thing, too, is I'm planning on bringing books with me and all that stuff because, 12 days. And then we're also planning on, because of my sister and brother-in-law want to go see Paris, so I think we're either before or after, we're going to take the channel over there and, you know, see Paris in a day, maybe two, and then come home.
Well, you know, when you're there, you've already bought your airline ticket. You need to avail yourself of all those possibilities. That's called getting your money's worth.
Yeah, well, that's why you're there. And, you know, and I just saw the menu for your, room service for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my gosh, I mean, if you can't find something to eat on that menu, then you're not trying. And you can have everything on the menu. I can start off a little VA juice and work my way all the way down, right?
And, you know, we use that a lot of times as a wake-up call. You know, we leave that on our doorknob the night before and tell them what time to be there. And we use that as a wake-up call, and then you have breakfast while you're getting ready, and it's very comfortable.
We got to run here, but you know what? This is going to be first of all, get to the Travel Expo because you can find all these types of things you're going to be able to do. They got great rates, and they got all types of neat things. Plus, talk to Alice about the trip we're going on because we're going to have a great time. We're going to have our own parties. We're going to do these kind of things. And one night will be the night of medals where people can wear their uniform or their medals. That night we kind of have it'll be kind of a formal kind of a dining in, you might say.
Yep. Come to the Travel Expo. We'll explain everything to you, or come by our office. We're going to celebrate Jeanette's birthday today.
Okay, the office is at?
It's on corner of Athens and Locust, right across from the San Francisco Deli. We're very easy to find.
And tomorrow from 3 to 5 at the Red Line Inn. 7.
3 to 7.
And Red Line Inn.
Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thank you so much, Alison.
Thank
Baum.
You, Carl.
Hey, our pleasure.
After the news, when we come back from the news, we're going to have Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones on. And Patrick is here to talk about
The big thing is on the gun form. After his appearance on the gun form, there was a couple of statements made in the gun form. The paper had letters to the editor. We had a couple of comments from Bruce Ross, the editor. And so, Patrick would like to talk about that. Is the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence really an enemy of America? Well, we'll find out. Find out where he came from with that. And we'll talk, of course, some city business, the sale of the land for Turtle Bay and the other things. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. This is your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama says this will be a year of action, vowing to go around Congress in his State of the Union address if lawmakers don't get on board with his domestic agenda, vowing to use his executive powers to accomplish goals. And the president said there's a chance U.S. forces could remain in Afghanistan past the deadline.
If the Afghan government signs a security agreement that we have negotiated, a small force of Americans could remain in Afghanistan with NATO allies to carry out two narrow missions, training and assisting Afghan forces, and counterterrorism operations to pursue any remnants of al-Qaeda.
Also at SRNews.com, the Federal Reserve is expected to further reduce its stimulus for the U.S. economy, even though that prospect has unsettled global financial markets.
I think that the Fed will reduce their asset purchases by another $10 billion a month. So they'd reduce their purchases of long-term treasuries and mortgage-backed securities by $5 billion each.
And that is economist Gus Fouché. A rare snowstorm stopped Atlanta area commuters in their tracks, and some are still stuck there. Carlene Barron is a spokeswoman for the Georgia Department of Transportation and says many motorists are stuck behind jackknife tractor trailers.
On the downtown connector, we have some people stranded. They're still in their cars trying to move through on the northern end of the perimeter highway.
Governor Nathan Deal says it's an attempt to move stranded school buses and deliver food and water. That is the focus today. In the House,
the yeas are 227, the nays
lawmakers
are
voting to bar federal subsidies to Americans signing up for health insurance plans that cover abortion.
The Family Research Council described the House vote as a victory for taxpayers, women, and their unborn children. FRC President Tony Perkins said the bill is necessary because Obamacare is trying to bypass the law.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Ukraine's first post-independence president has warned the country is on the brink of civil war.
Speaking to the protesters here, they simply don't trust the president. Well, just down the road, Independence Square is more than just a tent encampment now. It's like a whole protest town. There are lots of these outdoor cafes where they're cooking, I think, macaroni this morning, giving out hot soup too to people. There are tents where you can get warm clothes. When you consider that in western Ukraine, several regional administration buildings have already been seized by anti-government protesters, you can see that President Yanukovych is under intense pressure right now.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting from Kiev. Two Colorado cantaloupe farmers linked to the nation's deadliest outbreak of foodborne illness in a quarter century were sentenced on Tuesday to probation and home detention. The judge said he was not jailing the men because they needed to work to pay off their restitution. This is SRN News.
The Senate could vote to approve bipartisan legislation to hold back flood insurance rate increases for hundreds of thousands of people. Higher premiums based on new flood maps are set to phase in next year. The measure could receive a vote today, and it would delay whopping premiums for up to 4 years, higher premiums for frequently flooded properties and on 1.7 million second homes would remain in place. Vice President Biden is fueling new speculation about a possible run for the White House in 2016.
In my heart, I'm confident that I could make a good president. It's a very different decision to decide whether or not to run for president.
Biden, appearing on NBC's Today Show, says there's plenty of time to decide whether or not to run.
I've not made a decision to run. I've not made a decision not to run. And in the meantime, I've got a job.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I've already been hearing from her. The phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And getting a lot of information. We just talked about cruising and going to Europe on trips and all these things. I'm getting a lot of great information from Angel and Sungold. The time is 8:06, and it's the 29th of January. We were running out of January again, 2014. Let's start it off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks remain in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 97 points at 15,831. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1782, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 20 points at 4,077. Active stocks on the Nasdaq, Yahoo off $2.46, trading at $35.76. Micron Tech positive 7 cents at $23.12. Apple down $7.95 at $4.99 even. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart positive 32 cents at $75 even. Costco down $1.40 at $112.98. Bank of Commerce up 3 cents at $6.30. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.75 and the 30-year bond 3.68. Over to commodities, gold is up $13.20 an ounce at $1,263.80, silver positive 15 cents at $19.66, and crude oil down 50 cents at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here. You know what? You want to do business with people you can look in the eye. People that you know, people that you can go in and get to know. Because these are big, you know, big parts of your future is investments and what you should do with your money. And you can do that with our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors. And they, not only that, not only do you get to know them, you get to know, they know our community, they get to know you, and that's so important. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, Bob, just lie to me one more time about, I'm getting, somebody said it's raining at their house.
Well, there, we'll pull up the, weather, radar here shortly. What I can tell you is that the National Weather Service says, chance of precipitation 90%, depending on where you're at. Not very much, though. Maybe a quarter inch at the most. Showers likely tonight, low around 44. And that's going to taper off for the next couple of days. Currently still 55 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Okay. Friends of the Shasta County Libraries are having a book sale, Gently Used Books, in the community room of the Reading Library. That's going to be Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. and it goes to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And prices start at 25 cents. Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. So I think that, you know, a good way to pick up some books there, you know, and at a decent price. And they have a pre-registration event also. This is something else. On Friday, January 31st, the Kids Unlimited will be holding a a one-day pre-registration event on our 2014 Summer Show Camp Animation Nation. This is the one that really gets the kids into computers and teaches them how to do a lot of stuff there. It was so popular last year. They had run two of these classes, and it's such a great learning experience for kids. You show up and you sign up then, and you'll be getting a $75 scholarship certificate. So it's at the Mount Shasta Food Mall court. Between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Camp dates are June 16th through July 26th and July 24th through the 26th at Sequoia Middle School. Anyway, it's going to be pretty cool. What else? Oh, thanks a lot from Angel and Sunny about travel trips and everything like this. Okay. Craig says, I saw spots of moisture, but I wouldn't call it rain. And so what can I say? Except that Reading City Councilman, Gunform participant, and namer of names is with us today, Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
I had to have you on because after what happened Saturday and the stuff in the paper, I mean, I didn't see anybody, and after the letter's written, and then it's just like an explosion of everything else that happens. But we're going to talk about what was said at the gun forum. But then after we go through all that, I also like to get your thoughts on the, Turtle Bay acquisition.
Sounds great.
Mandy acquisition and a couple other things with business right here in town. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:12 in the morning. This is your talk radio station, Free Fire Radio.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com, and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people who are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us. Or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
A Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is exactly 8:15 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Put the phones in your lap. Put it on speed dial. We're also streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And people are already lining up in here in the chat room talking about Brady and Smith & Wesson and Ruger, things we're going to be talking about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends there. Not only do they have an in-store deli, but they have the largest selection in Northern California of natural foods and supplements. I mean, raw foods, organic foods, bulk foods, you name it, they have it. They're there to help you live healthy at Orchard Nutrition. They are the North State's nutrition experts. In fact, you can't, you know, you can, if there's nothing you can't find there, at Orchard Nutrition to help you live healthy. Amazing Food for Life is there, started by Vicky Lady and her husband. And this is sweeping throughout California and probably the country. It's gluten free. Made in a gluten-free, you know, a licensed gluten-free facility there, and it gives all types of mixes for muffins and buns and pie fillings, you name it, breads, they have it right there at Orchard Nutrition and Amazing Foods for Life. Over on 221 Locust Street, out there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, or give them a call, 244-9141. Okay. Patrick Jones. So, picking on that woman.
No, not at all.
Okay, what we're talking about, there was a gun forum Saturday put on by the Students for Progress with Christine Mitchell and the ACLU from up here in Northern California. And it was a gun forum, and they had Bruce Ross, who was the editorial page editor for the Record Searchlight, Patrick Jones, Sheriff Tom Basenko,
Donnell. From the county.
Yeah, from the county. And then a lady named Monica from the Brady campaign. But she is not just a local girl. She came in from Sacramento. She's big in the California right. Brady campaign to prevent gun violence movement. And she was on our show. She's, well spoken, and she's not afraid to mix it up either. So, it was a forum that was at Pilgrim Congregational Church. The place was full with, standing room only. And then it began.
Well, I was happy to be there. I know the sheriff was happy to be there, and I really do appreciate, the sheriff and all that he has done. It's rare that we get an opportunity to have a forum like this and talk realistically with folks from the Brady campaign. I was happy to be there. But realistically, Carl, my die has been cast. I am not going to sit down, shut up, lie back, stay away from the truth. And there's nothing about the Brady campaign that if you're a gun owner that you're going to like. And when I made the comment that they are enemies of the state, I will certainly stand behind that, and I believe that, and the facts show it. The Brady bill was passed, and of course, the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence goes back into the early 1980s.
Her name was, by the way, Amanda Wilcox. And thank you very much, Craig, for this, and it was the Shasta County Citizens for Democracy. Thank you. But she said, oh, we're not here to take your weapons.
Right.
Take your guns. She said that, 20 times.
She's trying to convince the public of something that is simply false here in California. They're knee-deep in it in Sacramento, and the laws are coming, many laws, many, many. We're not talking one or two, but 10 or 20 a year that strip law-abiding people of their gun rights. For instance, today, before you can buy a handgun in California, that handgun has to be certified by the state of California, drop-tested, and put on a list. Before it can do all that, it has to have certain things set forth by the state before they will put it on that list. If it's a semi-automatic, for example, it has to have a chambered round indicator, a magazine disconnect, and now this micro-firing pin stamping that no manufacturer to date has ever done. And we have major manufacturers like Smith & Wesson and Ruger saying that they are most likely not going to sell firearms in the state of California. Today, the list of handguns that are approved is around 1,200, and that number will fall out of around 7,000 models. So that's, to give you a little background, that's the idea of what they're attempting to do is to reduce the amount of firearms sold here in California, reduce the types of guns and the number of guns, and have everything registered in a database with Department of Justice in Sacramento, which they now have as well. And eventually, you will be required to have registration cards just like your automobile. This is exactly the playbook that they've done throughout Europe with full gun registration. And it's about control, gun control, and controlling the population of law-abiding people. It's shocking to me that the vast majority of Californians, not of Americans, but of Californians, when you hear the word gun violence, aren't offended by that. We should be worried and concerned and doing something about violence in America. By using the word gun is just simply attacking an inanimate object. And that's essentially what the Brady campaign is doing, is that they're focusing in on the gun instead of trying to do something about violence in America. And for every year that they attack the guns, nothing is being done about violent behavior in America.
I think everybody agreed that, like, you know, Governor Brown said, there's enough gun laws. I mean, I can't, you know, I mean, there's enough gun laws.
I don't think the Brady campaign would agree with that.
Well, but I'm just saying, this is what Brown said. No, I think you're right. Did anybody, and we got to take a break, did anybody ask Wilcox? Because what she said concerning the micro-stamping is this. She said, they said they weren't going to have seatbelts in cars because it was too expensive. They said they weren't going to have loaded chamber indicators. They said, you know, these other things. But if it becomes financially, you know, a feasible thing, then they will have it. But right now, California is the only one that wants that, I think. Or do you think this is going to be some kind of federal law?
Well, obviously here with this group, yeah. They would like to push things in California, get it established here. And keep in mind, when you have 40 million people here in California, roughly, if you can accomplish something here, we're as large as the entire country of Canada. We're as large as the entire country of Poland. Then they have great motivation to do it elsewhere, where liberal-minded people,
New York
thrive.
And those places.
Correct.
Right. Okay. We gotta take a break. Patrick Jones is our guest, Reading City Councilman, and we're talking about the gun forum right now and the enemy of the state, the Brady campaign to prevent, handgun violence or just gun violence?
Just gun violence.
Just gun violence. Okay. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot. And our guest today is Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman. But we're talking about the gun forum that was held last Saturday and the statement, enemy of the state, was used with the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence. You know, one of the things the Brady campaign kept saying was, or the lady, Monica Wilcox, said, hey, you know what, we're not trying to take your guns away. We're not trying to take your guns away. We just want to prevent gun violence. But one of the things that the Brady campaign really pushed for is the micro-stamping, which nobody's ever explained to me about that, what that does to stop crime. But the other thing is they also supported the ban on semi-automatic rifles with detachable magazines. And any idiot knows is that, you know, they're looking at this as the assault weapon, which they aren't, but, you know, that looks like an M16. But they also were banning all these hundreds of thousands of hunting rifles.
Well,
that had nothing to do with anything like this. But that to me is you're taking my rifle out of my hands, my dad had, you know, that I'm shooting that's going to give to my son, but you want to take it away from him.
Well, and it's really worse than that, Carl, because they've supported every assault weapon ban that there ever was anywhere in this country. So they supported the 1989 ban in California. They also supported the assault weapon ban in 2000. But even bigger than that, they were the main force back federally in 1994 with the Clinton administration and the Brady Bill. And,
sure.
And that specifically was challenged by Sheriff Richard Mack. And Sheriff Richard Mack took all that to the Supreme Court pretty much single-handedly, and he won. And it was found to be unconstitutional. And that is why the Brady campaign is an enemy to the state, because they still deny it, that the Brady bill is unconstitutional, yet the Supreme Court of the United States said that. And anyone that believes the Brady bill is still relative and good and sound, it's unconstitutional. And, you know, and I'm an elected official, so is the sheriff, and I think we agree on this. You know, we swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I consider the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence enemies of the state. And that is because their bill, what they pushed, has been proven to be unconstitutional, and they refuse to accept that.
I think one of the things that were pointed out, that more people are killed by falls than they are by rifles in the, you know, in the United States. And that, I thought, well, gosh, maybe they should start the Brady campaign to prevent falls. And, you know, if they wanted to save more lives, but then I've got people here in the chat room saying more people are killed by being beat to death by a hammer. And then somebody else says, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
Well, okay, and that's it. Again, why the Brady bill to prevent gun violence is so wrong. And I think they got a pretty good earful here in Shasta County, this last Saturday. And I think from the size of the audience and from the makeup of the audience, I think she got, a pretty good idea that we don't buy, her mission and her goals with what they're pushing. Carl, these are not dumb people. They're not.
Oh, no. They're, you know, and there was a number of people in the audience that did support her.
Yes.
There's a lot of people up here in the North State that would like to take your rifle, your semi-automatic rifle away from you. They'd like to take away your semi-automatic pistol. See, she never defined, and I'd like to have her back on, because she never defined what you mean by we don't want to take your guns away from you. Well, what guns can I have then, Amanda? I mean,
but Carl, it's just an outright lie. Yeah. When you're supporting the micro stamping and you know that's going to restrict the number of guns coming into California greatly, that is in essence a ban. They're not calling it a ban. So they're simply trying to change the words to the same tune that they've been pushing for decades. They are an anti-gun group, and I believe that's a real threat on the freedom in this state and in this country. And I believe that. And it's why we should not back down. And realistically, my comments on Saturday, I believe, were fairly mild by what they could have been.
Were you going to call for a lynching? What?
No, it's just the language.
Okay, after this is over, we're going to have a shootout? What? Challenger to a duel?
When you violate the Constitution of the United States and you're attempting to take people's firearm, law-abiding people's rights away, I don't think you could use language strong enough. That's a serious act, and this group is pushing that in Sacramento. They have supported every anti-gun bill and law that came through, and there are thousands. That's what this group did. If they and then they're essentially misleading the public that they're interested in preventing criminal acts. Because if they really were, they would be looking at every type of violent behavior in this state. But yet they focused in on the gun and mainly the law-abiding citizens.
And they were talking about suicides. Now, here's the thing about suicides. Shasta County and some other rural counties have a high rate of suicides with guns. Okay, but it's because guns are part of our lives up here. They're considered a tool in many ways. In like this, one of our earlier, much earlier in the show, Dr. Dave left some information is that the rate of death for suicide in Shasta County is much the same as it is in Australia and many other parts of the country and other nations, because they all have something in common. These are usually older men. Having health problems, alcohol is a problem, they have few friends. I mean, you can just go right down the line. So it's not just Shasta County. You've got to look at the rural counties.
And when you look at the core issues, then you can get to the root of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously everybody, if you had the mental health facilities available to help people, then you wouldn't be having this. But to blame guns on it, well, yes, but if, 90% of the cases when they use a gun, it works. And 10% of the cases, they will never try, if they've tried suicide and it fails, they don't do it again. All right, those are fine statistics. I'd have to check and see where they got those, and maybe it is. But to go into, I can't make the jump from that to taking your guns away. I can't, if that's the case, why aren't you raising money for mental health, Brady, instead of raising money to take semi-automatic rifles out of the hands of people that, the vast majority who don't commit suicide?
Well, it's because it's not their goal. Their goal is completely different.
All right. We're going to take a break. And we got Terry on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman and member of the Gun Forum that was here last Saturday. And unabashedly says, the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence is anti-American. We'll be right back.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Going down in a blaze of glory, you know. When you enter Valhalla, you just the last thing you want to see is all your enemies dead at your feet. That's an old Norse saying there. Welcome back, Colin Labonte. 833 here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Just down there yesterday, great haircut from DC. Or you can get one from Tim or the Man in Black. Makes no difference. They're all super down there. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Man's Last Stronghold. Our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Great people. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Patrick. Thank you for what you do, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
You know, a couple quick things. And one is, you know, it really, sometimes they say there's two sides to every story. There just isn't with this one, just like there wasn't with Hitler. There was not two sides to that story, because when you look at something, it may be for protection that the Brady people think they're doing this, that their perception is they're doing this for. What it really is motive. What's their motive behind what they're doing? The motive is control. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows what the motive is. The motive is to herd us in, to take our guns away, period, end of sentence. There isn't two sides, just like there could be maybe two sides to the Holocaust. I don't think so. So somewhere along the line, as Americans and as people, we have to draw a line what our constitutional rights are. And this idea of, okay, 90% or whatever it is of the suicides are done by gun. I guess if somebody wants to commit suicide and they don't have a gun, they'll say, oh, well, forget it. I think I'll go make a sandwich. You know, really and truly, I think we all need to grow up and understand that this is real and that we have a situation. And not to be angry, but the whole point is at least be mature enough to realize what it is. There is not two sides to this. There is, the motivation is for control. The real reason behind it is for control and taking away guns. It's not for protection. And wasn't there a remark made or a statement read by the sheriff at that meeting, Patrick, that was by Hitler, and the gal nodded her head in agreement with it?
I believe so, yes. Yes, he did. And
well, what I think what happened there is when they were started, the sheriff, did we just talk about this, okay, we haven't said that. On the sheriff brought up, you know, something that Hitler said, and then what she said was, in reality, you know, Hitler loosened the gun restrictions on everybody except one group. And when she said that, I thought, wow, that one group were the Jews, and how'd that work for them? 6 million killed. So, we invoke the team, you know, the Hitler term, both sides do a lot. But let's look at facts on that, as he did restrict guns. And Terry, you're right. You know, the fact is that there's, and I agree with Governor Brown on this, there's enough gun laws on the books. There's enough, I don't know why he signs anymore, but there's enough gun laws on the books. What they ought to be doing is working and raising money to make sure those gun laws are enforced. Or the big thing they were talking about with suicide and with guns is to work with, find money for the mental health programs to prevent that. Not to take guns away. It does.
And one of the problems
tool.
We have here
it's
as citizens,
tool.
As you both know, and yeah. That is because of the situation that we had since Reynolds versus Sims passed. The situation we have is that a lot of the elected officials in Southern California are passing laws. And even though they affect us, we don't have a voice. If we email them, they will not respond. And if we mail them something, they look at our zip code and send it to our representative. So really and truly, there are some tremendous issues that have to be solved. And we do have Sam Paredes coming to the Tea Party on February 24th. And Sam's a friend of both of yours, a good friend of both of yours. And the thing we have to be looking at is most of the time Sam is spending all his money in court fighting these different battles for something that's clear and dry in the Constitution. So, I mean, at what point do the people really stand up here, guys? At what point are we going to say enough is enough? I mean, really and truly.
Well, we're going to be
there is not two sides to this story.
We're going to be discussing.
And I'm actually offended that somebody tries to bring up the other side of this. The Constitution is quite clear.
Well, we're going to be discussing this in the next segment, because we're going to talk about what's happening down in Sacramento on that. So thanks a lot, Terry. Appreciate it. But you're right.
Thanks, guys, and
you
thanks know. For what you both do, huh?
You bet. Thanks. We've had some things here is that saying is that, questions coming in. It says, look, if there's more people killed by doctors, even with malpractice, you know, that we're not talking about doing it with doctors. It's kind of an apples oranges thing there. But would it be reasonable to consider expanding prohibited persons to include people with arrest for DUI or drunk in public?
Well, and they talked about that at the forum. And I cautioned that if you want to start eliminating people's right to own or possess and to carry a firearm based on nonviolent acts, that becomes a very slippery slope. And I'm not prepared to go there. We can all agree, I think most of us can agree here in California, that a background check is required. And I think we can all agree that certain things need to be checked.
Yeah.
Felony convictions, aggravated assaults, mental institution stays, and so forth. There are some things that we can truly agree upon from both sides of the aisle. But this Brady campaign has gone so far beyond that, Carl, that it's no longer something that I can be nice about. Some people had commented that, you know, I was angry or something at that point. For any gun owner in California, they're angry. We have lost a tremendous amount of rights that it's very difficult to get back. And in fact, whenever there's been a gun bill passed, none of them have been reversed, not a one. They continue to get worse and worse in California. Now that California legislature, both houses, Senate and Assembly, has a supermajority, they can take the governor's office out of the equation.
Okay, and I want to talk about that when we get back. Another question that came through, and I think those people need to think about it, but the cities with the highest or with the most strictest gun registrations, Chicago, was like murder city. I mean, it was like murder city. We had more people killed in Chicago than we did during our heaviest combat in Iraq, you know, when I was there. More people killed in Chicago on the weekends. And, you know, same thing with DC, same thing with other places. And so, you know, to say that taking people's guns away will keep them safe is wrong. The only way any of this works is if you confiscate all the guns, every gun. And that is clearly against the Constitution. It's clearly against what makes this country free. And to start just negating what those amendments are. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822 or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:42. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 605-4567. 55 degrees out there, and we're here, and it's raining on the west side, in the far west side area now. So that'll be interesting. Okay, Patrick, when we get to the Sacramento, with the way the supermajority is right now, they can just override anything that Brown signs, really, or vetoes. But I don't, in my own opinion, is that guns are a volatile subject. And if they did something like that, they had problems before with some of their gun bills. And I don't see that they could override the vetoes. Do you think they will?
here's what's going to happen here in California now that we certainly had a strong majority for a long time in the Senate and Assembly. Now with the supermajority, it really does change the complexities of what's going to happen in California. And you're going to start seeing the bills come forward. They do have to keep all their members. They don't have a supermajority by many votes, but they have it. The governor.
I think it's like one or two votes.
I think it's two. Yeah. The governor vetoed half these gun bills, these anti-gun bills, and he had already made that agreement prior. He had told the legislature, don't put 20 bills on my desk. I'll veto half of them. He did. You'd mentioned earlier, Carl, that the governor had said, you know, we don't need any new bills on firearm acts, but yet he signed into law.
I know,
six
that
new
was
ones.
The thing. That was so, the, we don't need any more.
You know, it's just double talk from the governor, and really it doesn't matter how many last governors, they've all done similar things. The problem today is with the supermajority, you're going to start seeing 10, 20, 30 anti-gun bills coming each year that will pass. It will bog us and eat us up alive in the legal system, and they know it. These folks have been at it a long time. They know the system very well. We'll have to start litigating. But when you're trying to litigate three or four or five things at a time, it will strip us of our funds to be able to properly litigate those. They're going to come at us with 20 or 30 a year now. They know how to play this game very well. And they will hit us from every angle, from every type of regulation that you can imagine, from ammunition, it'll be back, from restricting handguns and rifles and shotguns and registration and cards and waiting periods, and all these things are coming more and more, and you're going to start seeing that midway through this year. They even have a bill by Kevin De Leon that's going to be registering a barrel. If you order a barrel, that'll be a registered part and have to have a background check. There's no limit to these guys, and the Brady campaign supports it all. It's anti-American. They're enemies of the state and need to be treated as such.
Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, see, I was just saying that the only gun permit we need is the Second Amendment, and that's it. And everything else is unconstitutional. So the people that are making these things up ought to be held accountable to that.
Well, Jim, unfortunately, three out of four of your senators and assemblymen in the state of California are agreeing with these things, and we're losing badly here in the state of California. And the only real solution now. And I've never been pessimistic until today. I've always felt that we can fight and win these boys. But the reality today, the only real solution today is to split this state.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. I was going to say that. The state of Jefferson is the next sound thing that we could do. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for the comments, Jim. Sun go. It's raining on the east side of the river. All right. Okay. Everybody take a deep breath here. All right. Put your city council hat on.
back to City Hall.
Back to City Hall. Last comments, though, on this other thing is this is really important. This, you know,
it's a big
issue.
I'm not
an irrational person or a, you know, bombastic type and all this. You know, I look at things and I try to look at things and what's right, you know, and pragmatic. But there's certain things you have to hold to. You have to hold to the Constitution. You have to hold to the fact that when people start imposing their will on the minority like they have here in California, that there's got to be something that we can be represented up here. Our lifestyles are different than the ones down south. You know, and, you know, advocating another state, or am I advocating true representation? I'm advocating true representation.
I agree.
Whatever it takes to do that. And we need to fight for that because, frankly, a state of Jefferson, or if we had true representation, we'd still be able to have our guns. You know what? I like to shoot. And when somebody sits there across from me and says, well, why do you need another gun? Why do you need another pair of shoes? I mean, it's something I enjoy doing. I enjoy shooting. It doesn't mean animals or people or anything like that. It just means these are things that I like, and many of my friends like to do this.
You're exactly right, Carl. But if you look at the makeup in California in the legislature, it's not going to happen. We know that now. We cannot win in Sacramento today. We're losing.
No, we're losing bad.
Very bad.
Even when you're trying to work with them. Brian Daly's trying to work with these people, and he still can't get a bill out of committee. I mean, you know, they don't care.
And it'll just be one in a sea of 1,000.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do you think about the what's going on right now? What's the latest on the land acquisition at Turtle Bay?
Okay. So to put it in perspective a little bit, okay. Turtle Bay wanted to do the Sheraton Hotel. They would like to purchase a piece of property on in their area there. This is all city-owned property. So it has been contemplated and approved by council on a 3-2 vote to sell Turtle Bay, actually to sell McConnell Foundation on behalf of Turtle Bay, really, 14.1 acres. And in order to sell that piece of property, it needed to be appraised. And the city had an appraisal done, and it was in the $440,000 range. McConnell had an appraisal done, and I believe that was around $80,000 roughly. Then the contract stipulated that if the two were greater than 15% apart, that there would be a third appraisal, and that has been done too, and it's come in somewhere in the middle. That's where it sits today. It could be on the very next city council agenda. We'll see. And the real problem for me, Carl, on this is that those prices, those appraisal values were taken into consideration because there's a lease, and Turtle Bay has a near 100-year lease, if you will. There's still 90 years plus left on it, somewhere in that nature, around 90 years left. But they have not been paying full lease value. In fact, the lease is free. It's $1 a year. So you can't take the lease into consideration when you value that property because it's been subsidized. If they were paying $300,000 or $400,000 per year, that then makes it a different scenario. They have a lease and they're paying fair market value for that lease. But in this particular case, they have not paid any money on that lease. And now we're going to reduce the value of the land. It's roughly estimated that this piece of property is worth around $4 million. That's owned by the taxpayers. And they're going to purchase it somewhere between $200,000 and $400,000, most likely. I think that's fundamentally wrong. I think there'll be some litigation following. I don't think the private sector unions are going to accept that. And I'm sure they won't. And I don't believe they should. It's still going to subject Turtle Bay and the hotel into prevailing wage. So I'm not sure what all this is being, why it's being contemplated this. I think the city has spent, $20,000-$30,000 on getting the parcel mapped correctly. I don't think we have a reimbursement agreement for this, as well. And there was a possibility of trading this piece of property for a piece of property McConnell owned. That did not go through. So it's been an unusual year and an unusual land acquisition or disposition, really. I come back to the fundamental question, should we sell this piece of property? Is it a type of piece of property that should be deemed surplus and be sold? And I would say no. And to sell 14.1 acres and then Turtle Bay and McConnell not explaining what they're going to do with the rest of the land, takes a little bit of the decision-making ability out of city council and into the hands of someone else. And I'm not sure if that's what the community wants, and I don't believe it is. This also puts the city of Reading and the taxpayers in a position where we could get litigated, and then we have to rely on someone else to indemnify us, in this case, the McConnell Foundation. So I put the people of Reading at risk, and I hope that McConnell indemnifies them. This whole thing, Carl, smells. It's not right. It's not the way to do business. The relationship between the city of Reading and McConnell is too close here, and we're not thinking squarely. This thing has been moving forward on a 3-2. I'd hope it stops soon.
All right. We're talking about the selling of the property to the McConnell Foundation and Patrick Jones, who Reading City Councilman's opinion. We'll be right back after these messages.
The owners of Forest Design Landscape, Alana and Dan, purchased 8 trucks over the last couple of years from Crown Motors, and we wanted to know why. Alana said it's simple. We found the business we could trust, no games, just people that are honest and straightforward. And the fleet service department, awesome. Alana, thank you for your trust in Crown Motors. Find out what customer service is all about. Come in and see us, or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Have you ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces, or were you in the National Guard or a reservist deployed to active duty? Then you are a veteran, and you can find out about new local services at the Veterans Housing, Employment, and Resource Fair. It'll be held Wednesday, January 29th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Memorial Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading. Are you in need of employment or housing assistance, or do you know of a veteran who is in need? Please help spread the word that help may be available. There are many new programs and services for you, and you may now be eligible because guidelines have expanded. Your age and time in service may not matter. Ask about changes in VA eligibility and let us assist you. We'll see you at the Resource Fair on January 29th.
Well, I won't back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. No, Carl on the bot. It is 8:55 in the morning, 55 degrees out there, and the weather today, Bob, is?
Chance of rain.
I'm getting reports that there's rain in the east side and the west side here.
Depending on where you are, there will be rain, not a whole lot of it. It'll taper off tonight, clear by the weekend, currently 56 degrees in Reading. Report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I'm putting the weather rock out.
I was wondering what that
the
was.
The weather rock.
This is the weather rock, and you know, this thing is 100% right. Hmm. It has told me when it's really hot outside, because it's hot. If it's wet, it means it's raining. It's really cold, it means it's cold outside. I mean, the weather rock is never wrong. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Guys, here comes Valentine's Day. And if you don't have something, head on down to see Leonard and his associates because, you know, they have not only just a huge selection of different types of jewelry. They have loose stones. They have a direct conduit into Israel for diamonds. The estate jewelry they have is just fantastic. And, of course, the only watch repair guy in town. If you're going to get a watch repair, just take it down to Four Winds Jewelry because it'll eventually get to Jim. What else can I say? Great prices. Their 20th anniversary here. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750 and he will work magic on some of these deals he can make for you. And girls like diamonds and gems and bracelets.
Sparkly things.
I don't want it to make it sound shallow though. It's not. Linda said to me on several occasions, many occasions, honey, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. So, all right.
The Brady campaign may, not agree with you.
The Brady campaign does not agree with me on that one, and which is the only thing that Linda goes, So, hey, Patrick Jones is our guest here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Patrick, you know what? More cuts coming. What are we doing to bring business to this town?
Well, Carl, it's, the global recession has really changed the whole of California, and it's certainly put major constraints on the city of Reading as well. I think you'll see that we're slightly moving up, that things are improving ever so slowly. But I do really believe, and I have pushed for over 7 years to change the culture at City Hall, and I really truly believe that some changes need to occur. We need to have an atmosphere of rolling out a red carpet that we're here to help you become successful. When this city adopts that culture, of getting people successful and helping them. City can't do anything on their own. We run no business. We don't do those things. If we can simply make the process easier and fast and efficient, efficiency is huge. Those folks then become successful. Then our city becomes successful. That's the culture that I'd like to change. There's a lot of entrenching things that go on in many city halls throughout California. That's the thing I think that would help our city the best. Let people do what people do. Get out of the way.
Of business. Yes. Yeah. Get out of the way. Thanks. Government, get out of the way. Get off my back.
We have a fundamental role.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay my taxes. I want to start some things. Then get off my back. Get out of my way because I'm going to hire more people, which we are doing now. I'm going to make this business a success. Get off my back. You're going to reap the benefits.
Correct.
Of me being a success. And I'm saying me in the generic term of business people.
You bottle that, Carl, and that's what needs to happen.
Okay. You know, thanks a lot, Patrick, for being here today.
Thank you, Carl.
We appreciate it. Tomorrow we're going to have our brand new show that starts Saturday, State of Jefferson Mine. Our two hosts coming in here, Kyla and Red. And I tell you what a great group of young people this is. I mean, they are young. They believe in sovereignty and they believe in taking responsibility. And obviously they believe in the state of Jefferson. And we're going to have them in as our guests tomorrow at 8 o'clock, plus several other things that may surprise you. Remember, it's going to rain today. It's going to rain today. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are overturned vehicles, monstrous traffic jams, and thousands have been stranded by a winter storm that has spread ice and snow across the deep south. Slip sliding away, a pickup truck trying to stay on the pavement in Pensacola. The Atlanta area is iced over, has about 3 inches of snow to boot.
Across the state, we're experiencing icing on roadways. The challenge that we're having in the metro area is because we still had traffic, you know, were pretty much stuck on the roadway. In the other parts of the state, people have had the opportunity to kind of get off the roadways.
Carlene Barron with the Georgia DOT. There have been some fatal crashes, countless fender benders as well, and thousands of youngsters were stranded on their school buses. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal says now the priority is getting those kids back home.
State troopers and the National Guard will be escorting those children back to their homes